O Brahmana, Dharana, conception, Yatra, where and how, Samatha, in a summary, Yadarshi, the way by which, Va, or, Haret, extricated, Asu, without delay, Purushasya, of a person, Mana, of the mind, Malam, dirty things. Translation. The fortunate King Parikshit inquired further, said, O Brahmana, please describe in full detail how and where the mind has to be applied and how the conception can be fixed so that the dirty things in a person's mind can be removed. Please repeat. The fortunate King Parikshit, inquiring further, said, O Brahmana, please describe in full detail how and where the mind has to be applied and how the conception can be fixed so that the dirty things in a person's mind can be removed. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The dirty things in the heart of a conditioned soul are the root cause of all troubles for him. A conditioned soul is surrounded by the manifold miseries of material existence, but on account of his gross ignorance, he is unable to remove the troubles due to dirty things in the heart, accumulated during the long prison life in the material world. He is actually meant to serve the will of the Supreme Lord, but on account of dirty things in the heart, he likes to serve his concocted desires. These desires, instead of giving him any peace of mind, create new problems and thus bind him to the cycle of repeated birth and death. These dirty things of fruitive work and empiric philosophy can be removed only by association with the Supreme Lord. The Lord, being omnipotent, can offer his association by his inconceivable potencies. Thus, persons who are unable to pin their faith on the personal feature of the Absolute are given a chance to associate with his Virat Rupa, or the cosmic impersonal feature of the Lord. The cosmic impersonal feature of the Lord is a feature of his unlimited potencies. Since the potent and potencies are identical, even the conception of his impersonal cosmic feature helps the conditioned soul to associate with the Lord indirectly and thus gradually rise to the stage of personal contact. Maharaj Parikshit was already directly connected with the personal feature of the Lord Sri Krishna, and as such he had no need to inquire from Sukadeva Goswami about where and how to apply the mind in the impersonal Virat Rupa of the Lord. But he inquired after a detailed description of the matter for the benefit of others who are unable to conceive of the transcendental personal feature of the Lord as the form of eternity, knowledge, and bliss. The non-devotee class of men cannot think of the personal feature of the Lord. Because of their poor fund of knowledge, the personal form of the Lord, like Rama or Krishna, is completely revolting to them. They have a poor estimation of the potency of the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita 9.11, it is explained by the Lord himself that people with a poor fund of knowledge deride the Supreme Personality of the Lord, taking him to be a common man. Such men are ignorant of the inconceivable potency of the Lord. By the inconceivable potency of the Lord, he can move in human society or any other society of living beings and yet remain the same omnipotent Lord without deviating in the slightest form from his transcendental position. So for the benefit of men who are unable to accept the Lord in his personal eternal form, Maharaj Parikshit inquired from Sukadeva Goswami how to fix the mind on him in the beginning. And the Goswami replied in detail as follows. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Translation repeated. The fortunate King Parikshit inquired further, said, O Brahmana, please describe in full detail how and where the mind has to be applied and how the conception can be fixed so that the dirty things in a person's mind can be removed. I want to take note that that's Martin Luther King Day, Junior Day, by the way. It's Junior, right? Yeah. And so I'm going to interject some things, some quotes about honoring the person that must have had realization. Because he said that everything you see is a shadow of that which you don't see. Nice quote from it. Similar to Bhagavad Gita 15.1, you know, or Supreme Personality God said, Urdhva Mulamadasakam Asvatam Prarabhyam. You know, this imperishable banyan tree with its roots upwards and branches down. It's a perverted reflection. So I must have been doing something right. Not a sentimental type of person, actually. Quite amazing. Okay. So I forgot what I was about to say. But, yes. To take note that Maharaj Parikshit, he got cursed to die within 7 days. It must have taken him a little while to find Sukadeva Goswami. I mean, a little bit of time at least. So he's got like so much time. And here he is. He needs to know some things. And what does he do? Early in the Bhagavatam, he inquires for the benefit of others. Can you imagine? What a soul. I mean, here you are. You need to know. You need to know things in order to really have real success at the time of death. And here he goes and inquires for the sake of the benefit of the others. Because he's a devotee of the Lord. He doesn't need to know about the Visvarupa. Right? He doesn't need to practice astangi, all these different things. You know, he's already in on the accepts the personal feature of the Lord. So I'm going to pick through the purport and expand on, Prabhupada is perfect. The dirty things in the heart of a conditioned soul are the root cause of all troubles for him. So what are these dirty things? You know, when I first read this, I thought, oh, like some sort of perversion, you know, like perverts and stuff. But the dirty things, Prabhupada goes on to say, are simply misconceptions. Like, I am black. I am white. You know, like Martin Luther King had to deal with a lot of this. You know, that was his main thing. And he did it in a peaceful way. He was moved by Christ and Gandhi. Gandhi tried a nonviolent approach. So he did the same. He said that the hate cannot get rid of the hate, right? And only love can get rid of the hate. And the darkness cannot get rid of the darkness. Only love can get rid of the darkness. Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj told Prabhupada, there's racism in the movement. But Prabhupada said, yes, but if you react to it, you're on the same level. So Martin Luther King Jr., Prabhupada are saying a similar thing, that you need to be transcendentally situated. And that's what the whole Bhagavatam is here for. It's basically saying, you know, become a pure devotee of the Lord. No cheating propensities within the whole Bhagavatam. The dirty things in the heart of a conditioned soul are the root cause of all troubles for him. Prabhupada says, I am Indian, I am Hindu. Bark, 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 and then die like a dog. It's a nice quote from Prabhupada in one of his lectures. So, we want to do something other than barking like a dog and then dying and going into a dog's body. Really, this is a human form of life is so rare. So the dirty things in the heart of a conditioned soul are the root cause of all troubles for him. A conditioned soul is surrounded by the manifold miseries of material existence. But on account of his gross ignorance, he's unable to remove the troubles due to dirty things in the heart. Sisimadhyaya 21:17. Krishna Buli Sejiva Nari Baharmukha Ataiva Maya Tare Deya Samsara Dukha. The living entity from time immemorial has been attracted by the external feature. Therefore, Maya, the illusory potency of the Lord, gives him all kinds of misery in his material existence. Another one, this one, Srimad Bhagavatam 5:54. Nunam pramata kurte vikarma yadindriya prite apranoti. I'm going to forget. Nasada manye yat apranoti san te klesha asa. So you have the living entity, when he thinks that sense gratification is the aim of life, he engages in all kinds of, he becomes mad after materialistic living, engages in all kinds of sinful activities. He does not realize, he's so foolish, he doesn't realize that the material body is the root cause of our suffering. He doesn't need a material body. We're spirit souls. But he's been granted this body, source of his suffering, for his sins, because he wants to forget Krishna and enjoy, so-called enjoy. But it does not behoove an intelligent man to continue to engage in sense gratification by which one will receive perpetually material bodies and experience repeated birth and death. So we want to try another thing. So it's Prabhupada was cruising along in New York City and they heard a bunch of noise in a dumpster. And the devotees looked in and they saw a big rat in a dumpster, you know. Prabhupada looked at the devotees and said, "He is doomed." Who's going to let a big rat out of a dumpster? You know, the garbage truck comes along and it's dead. So the jiva soul, without getting knowledge through a parampara, gets stuck in these lower modes, passion and ignorance. And from passion and ignorance, what can we figure out? We're completely ignorant. What is that? Vishnu Purana 6, 7, 76, 67. You know, the living entity is three different kinds of energy of the Lord. One of them is the material energy, which manifests itself in fruitive activities, this fruitive mindset, chasing after that mirage in the desert. One day I'll be happy. This is due to ignorance. So it is only by the mercy of the devotees of the Lord that these living entities can get out of their predicament. They're like, you know, living entities in a dumpster. They can't get out. Because of his gross ignorance, he's unable to remove the troubles due to the dirty things in the heart accumulated during the long prison life in the material world. He's actually meant to serve the will of the Supreme Lord, right? Premavarta 6:3, Krishna Bahir Mukha. Tare Bhogavancha, Tare, oh goodness, Japatiya Tare, no, I got it messed up. Anyways, you got it. Thank you, sorry. You're so awesome. I'm learning. I'm your student. Thank you for humbling me. So the living entity, his natural position is to serve Krishna in a little loving attitude. With a loving attitude. This is a natural position. But when the living entity wants to try to become Krishna or imitate Krishna, he falls down to this material existence. So this is the natural condition of the living entity. Everything that Prabhupada gives us is not a false imposition on the consciousness. He's just removing these dirty things in the heart. I am the body. I am white male. I am son of this father. And all this nonsense. I am husband of this. I am whatever. Hindu, Muslim, Christian. All these dirty things. Bark, bark, bark. So all Prabhupada's doing is raising us from dog life to human life. Which human life? Hugh man. Hugh is a name for God. Hugh. You know, Ekankar, they go Hugh. So it's a human. We're meant for God realization. This is the form meant for God realization. This is the whole purpose of it. It has absolutely no other purpose. That's its whole purpose. So we're greatly misinformed by society out there, but Prabhupada, so merciful. These dirty things of fruit of work and empiric philosophy can be removed only by the association with the Supreme Lord. So this empiric philosophy, you know, my father's graduated top of his class from MIT. He's really sharp, but he just isn't ready for that personal relationship with God. But as for all those guys, they go as far as you can with empiric philosophy. You can get the impersonal conception. He's a pantheist, basically. So pantheism, nature is God. Nature is God. So we see the step from nature is God. And here, Sukadeva Goswami is telling Maharaj Pariksit to step up for these people who have gone as far as that. It can make another step by accepting this Virat Rupa. And I'll go into that a little later. The Lord, being omnipotent, can offer his association by his inconceivable... So these dirty things in the heart can be removed only by the association with the Supreme Lord. So... as again, darkness cannot get rid of darkness. This thing within this cranium area is a dark place. And this universe is not only dark, but it's enclosed with... This is like a tiny mustard seed inside of a football. There's layers outside of the universe. It's a big, dark place. I had this realization when I was, you know, trying to figure things out. I was serving a Siddha guru and serving a Sikh guru. And I was living at the Sikh ashram. And I just got to this point where I just wanted to like be an instrument to let the mercy flow. And I didn't understand the concept of God at all. I guess I wasn't ready for it till then. But then I got this realization. They basically said, sorry, your rent's going to double. And I thought, oh my God, I'm in trouble. And I went, and then I realized that everything is dark. Everything is dark. And I can't figure out anything. The first time in my life I had that realization. So this Bible verse kind of awakened in my heart that says, knock and he will answer. So I just, right next to my bed, I went to some wood. And the phone rang. I swear. This is a true story. The phone just instantly rang. I'm like, what the heck? So I pick up the phone. Hi, it's your sister Elizabeth. I just wanted to tell you now that God told me to tell you that now it's time for you to devote your entire life to God's service. Thank you. Bye-bye. Click. It's like, what in the world? Really? I swear, it's a true story. My mother's sister never calls me. Nobody ever calls me. So then that happened to be Sunday. So I went over to Govinda's in Tucson. And the Sunday feast, okay, I do that every weekend, all right. And that day, they said, well, you're always coming around. Why don't you just move in here? I thought, free rent? Yeah. Free food? Wow, let's do it. So that's a true story. This world is dark. And we need an external situation to know really anything absolutely. And Krishna is absolute only. And without that light getting into our dark world, kind of in Tucson, they have these washes. Maybe you have them out here where it rains every rarely. And so the pond, when it fills up, and it gets all really icky. You know, there's like green stuff, all this. It's gross. You can't even see a foot down to the bottom, filled with all kinds of dirty things. But when the monsoons come, the wash is full runs like anything. And then everything looks crystal clear. So we need to do that with our consciousness. And we have to accept that Krishna is not going to... We can't force Krishna. Krishna is more powerful than us. So we have to accept things on his term. His term is very simple. Tad vijanartam sagarum eva begachat. Samit pani shotyam brahmanishtam. Mundakapanishad 1.2.12. That to learn the transcendental science, one must approach a guru. Or Bhagavad Gita 4.34, Tadvini Pratibhattena. To know the truth, we need to approach a guru. Inquire from him submissively and render service, right? Krishna says very clearly, Bhakti Mama Majority, Bhagavad Gita 1855, one can know the truth only by devotional service. So, and when one's consciousness is fully, when one is fully conscious of me, by such devotion, he can enter the kingdom of God. We can't force our way in there. We can't get a fraction of this light with that. That's why all these jnani, all these different lower yogis, they can't attain any success unless there's a tinge of bhakti there. So, with this bhakti, by serving Krishna, we're again being who we are. And then we actually get the light immediately. I was watching my stepmother. She's in a lot of pain. And I just told her, she's at Govinda, so it's a good environment. We gave him a meal. And I gave her that, you know, the reason why we experience pain is because we misidentify the self with the body. And the only way to overcome this is to always be who we really are as spirit souls, serving Krishna. And this is manifest in chanting the Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And, you know, no offense, but, you know, the dirty things, like you see, they cleared away. I remember my mother, she was eating at Govinda's. My mother never says this. She's eating the meal at Govinda's and she just looks up and goes, "This is blissful." I mean, what? She's never used, I've never heard that word ever in her life, ever, that word bliss. It's food. I mean, they get the light instantly, boom, immediately. It's not a post-dated check. When you die, then you'll go to heaven because you've said that or whatever. No, it's immediate. So, accepting that, let me continue with the purport here. So we need to associate with the Supreme Lord. AA, they say you can't do it. You cannot overcome your addiction unless you have a higher power in your life. You can't. And you have to get rid of your old friends. Your old friends, right? They're just going to say, smoke this, drink this. But your new friends, the devotees of the Lord, right? What is it? Bhagavad Gita, 1:18-13, Tuliyama Lavanapi, Nasvargam Nipanarabhavan, Bhagavat Sapti Sangasya, Martyanam Kimatashisaha. So, the devotee of the Lord, a moment's association with the Lord is greater than the attainment of heavenly planets, can't be compared to the attainment of heavenly planets, liberation from matter, and what to speak of material enjoyments. Material benedictions, such as material prosperity, which are for those who are meant for death. So all this material prosperity, I remember distributing books to the LA airport, thanks to the mercy of all you Vaishnavas. And, there's a tendency to go, God, I'm suffering, getting rejected and suffering like anything. And all these people, they seem a little happy, you know. They got all these nice cars, and there's a guy driving up with a Rolls Royce. And they seem a little more happy than I am. But no, it's not that way. Actually, the arrangement is described somewhere that Krishna is staying the arrangement for her husband. This is Griha Medhi program. You know, for her husband, her kids, nice house, and nice car, and prestigious positions is the arrangement of Krishna for her death. It's gifts from Maya. To bewilder you. It's not really a gift. So, simple living, high thinking, much better way to go. So, backing up with the purport. So, we need this association with Krishna, and we're going to get the association of Krishna with pure devotees. And Prabhupada wanted everybody, all of his disciples. Well, he said, somebody asked him, how many pure devotees are there on the planet? He says, how many disciples do I have? So, you know, initiated devotee is expected to be a Madhyama Adhikari, always engaging Krishna's service. And from this, from the association of the society, then people become devotees of the Lord. And they don't just become any devotees, they become first-class devotees. So this is the standard that Prabhupada wanted to maintain. The Lord, being omnipotent, can offer his association by his inconceivable potencies. Thus, persons who are unable to pin their faith on the personal feature of the Absolute are given a chance to associate with his Virat Rupa, or the cosmic and personal feature of the Lord. So this conception of personal it's a little challenging for, at least from my experience in talking with these, you know, very intelligent scientists and so forth and so on. You know, when you're, and, you know, why are they taught the impersonal aspect when you go to your classroom at the universities as Hinduism? You know, the majority of Hinduism, according to H.D. Goswami, is very personal. And yet, you know, they teach impersonal. So why is all this? You know, there's a few things. You know, you have, when you're dealing with a personal, with a person, he has interests. You have your interest. You like this, you don't like that. Well, God, who's in control of everything, has interests. He's a person. He wants it done like this. He doesn't want it like that. So then you have to adjust. So we might want to also take a moment to consider that they don't like, you know, this conception of persons. Maybe they don't like themselves. They see dealing with people, non-devotees, they're like really challenged to deal with. So they'd rather, you know, not deal, or they've done so many bad things, they want to wipe that all out. So we have this, you know, impersonal conceptions very strong in the world, and voidism conceptions. But if we just think about it, become a little intelligent, and that's what these Prabhupada's books do. They get people to become more and more intelligent, where they start realizing things, right? They instantly meet a devotee and they get the lights. The darkness gets removed. So from this, we see that if you were to attend this class, and let's say I just sat here and did absolutely nothing, that probably wouldn't be, you probably would leave. You know, so variegatedness actually is better than, or if you go to the deities and there's just a white curtain there with a big light behind it, or there's absolutely nothing there, just blackness everywhere, you probably wouldn't come by here again, you know? So obviously variegatedness is better than non-variegatedness. Something is better than void. So, you know, we don't have to be swayed by these really not very intelligent conceptions. The cosmic and personal feature of the Lord is a feature of his unlimited potencies. Since the potent and potencies are identical, even the conception of his impersonal cosmic feature helps the conditioned soul to associate with the Lord indirectly and thus gradually rise to the stage of personal contact. So there's a gradual progression. You know, Prabhupada said, if you want to get to the top of a building, take the elevator instantly at the top. That's bhakti yoga. But if you can't do that, you got to take the stairs. But on the stairs, you can get stuck. And Prabhupada mentions in another purport around this area that yogis can get stuck with mystic powers, you know. So many different stucks, you know, stuck. I am the great atheistic scientist, ooh, fame, and or whatever. So many, many stucks. But so it's recommended to go to the top. But if for whatever reason you don't want to do that, you don't want to take the elevator, you want to avoid the devotees at all costs. You see those guys on book distribution, right? They don't even see you, but some force just propels them far away. And then you see them go, they go way like that and then back on the path just to avoid you, right? Here you are. And they go, and they don't even know if they're even conscious that they're doing it. It's really bizarre. Anyway. So gradual. So now we can imagine or we can accept that this external cosmic manifestation is an expansion of Krishna. Of course, Krishna's two Bhagavan Svayam, Srimad Bhagavatam 1.328, is the source of all these incarnations. He is the fountainhead. And he is the one that personalists meditate upon. So, the Visvarup, the cosmic manifestation, can be since it is the potency and the potent, is all, everything is Krishna's energies. This is the external Shakti, Bahiranga Shakti. So we have this is a step for people to accept that. But if you accept that, okay, the feet are the lower planets. You know, the head is like Satyaloka, I think is the head. you know, what is that? Brahma Samhita 550 Chakshuresha Sakala Gahanam Rajan Samasta Suramurti Asesha Teja. So the sun is the king of all planets, with full of infinite effulgence. The image of the good soul is as the eye of the world. The sun is the eye of God. So, and the bone, the hills are his bones, things of this nature. We see maybe one of those old pictures of Bhagavad Gita, they have the picture of the universal form. And, you know, that so now we're accepting. But Prabhupada makes the comment here that if we do not accept that, not develop a service attitude, then the conception that they have of the Vishvarupa will not have much effect. Very little effect. So the purpose of it is to develop their attitude leading to devotional service. So Prabhupada makes the comment that, you know, gross materialists, they accept something as more, they respect things that are more powerful than them. Right? Hiranyakashipu, I got to now do all these austerities now to do this, to conquer this. So they respect material force. So we got the lightning bolt, we got sharks, we got so many things. We got something really big. You know, you look out in the cosmos and that's huge, and I'm a little guy. So the respect is there. Also, Prabhupada writes, God-mindedness will diminish one's pride in challenging the existence of the Lord. So this is God, okay? And also, one will show respect to all things as part of God. You know, but you have this exploitative mentality, you think, oh, well, this is God. I don't know. Maybe not. You know? So, but keeping that exploitative mentality is not going to do too much, Prabhupada says. So, backing up with the purport. Whoops. Okay. Oh, no. Oh, I know where it is. Sorry. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Maharaj Parikshit was already directly connected with the personal feature of Lord Sri Krishna. And as such, he had no need to inquire from Sukadeva Goswami about where and how to apply the mind in the impersonal Virat Rupa of the Lord. But he inquired after a detailed description of the matter for the benefit of others who are unable to conceive of the transcendental personal feature of the Lord as the form of eternity, knowledge, and bliss. So you generally don't see devotees, you know, meditating on the Vishvarupa, performing Ashtanga Yoga, and all these things. Except, you know, the pastime where Narada Muni, I believe it was, once goes into Vrindavan, and he sees all the gopis performing Ashtanga Yoga really intensely. And he's like, am I in Vrindavan? What the heck? They don't do any of these things, right? Krishna is their property, you know. They own Krishna. You know, through loving devotional service, you know, Krishna is controlled, right, in a sense. That we're after to control Krishna. But, you know, the gopis are the greatest servitors. So they're performing Ashtanga Yoga. And they go, what the heck is going on? So he inquires, and the gopis responded, yeah, I guess they were upset with Krishna about something, you know, on some super elevated level. Not that we imitate this. That they're trying to get Krishna out of their heart. That's what they were trying to do. So this is, you know, funny pastime. Don't imitate it. You know, the yogis are spending their whole life trying to get Krishna in their heart, and the gopis are trying to get him out just because they're mad at Krishna. So you see the fun pastime. Anyway, so the non-devotee class of men cannot think of the personal feature of the Lord. Because of their poor fund of knowledge, the personal form of the Lord, like Rama or Krishna, is completely revolting to them. So this is sad. This is called unfortunate. You know? You know you're unfortunate when you come to the temple and you go, oh, I don't want to go to the temple today. That means your disease, your madness has kind of gotten a little out of hand. That's when we have to go, okay, I'm a nut now, and I need to really do my sadhana strong. So I must go to the temple, right? Then we ever have these thoughts. I don't want to, oh, my rounds, oh, I'm on 14, oh, man, I got two more to go. Ah, immediately. She go, okay, I am mad right now. I need to really focus on this chanting to get rid of those mad layers, the dirty things in the heart. So it is the duty of the fortunate to make the unfortunate fortunate, right? Prabhupada says this. So due to a poor fund of knowledge, the personal form of the Lord, like Rama or Krishna, is completely revolting to them. I mentioned that to my dad, who's a super bright guy. But, you know, we were talking once, and he goes, I said, well, do you believe God's a person? He says, and his response was like, absolutely not. You know, it's like, whoa. So, no offense, my dad's really cool. So I don't want to put a bad light on him. And he's a wonderful guy. But, you know, so where he's at. And gradually eating more prasadam, it's coming around, Krishna's mercy. So anyways, we have to, this is all because of a poor fund of knowledge. You know? So here, take a free Srimad Bhagavatam set. No! Okay. You want to see me? All right. I'm at Govinda's, and you come on over here, and I'll feed you prasadam. I'm not going to your house. You can come here. You know, that's the only way to try to elevate my dad. Because if I go to his house, he says, one thing, son, you can't talk about God here. So I take my nieces away from off his property and tell about Ram pastimes. So anyway, because they're poor fund of knowledge, the personal form of the Lord, like Ram or Krishna, is complete. So we must give them knowledge. This is the key here. This is actually how we solve the problems of the world, by giving them Prabhupada's books. It's such a simple thing, too. We have the wonderful Savasprabhu. We're making them so cheaply available. Especially in L.A. I mean, y'all don't even have to cover your... You just have to cover your costs. Wow. And you got somebody sponsors your van. I mean, you got it made. You really do. And there's so many nice spots in the area. So stay in your area. And I'll go outside your area. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry about that. So anyway, please, please take advantage of this. And, you know, Martin Luther King Jr., he said, you know, an average person goes, I'd like to help you. If I help you, then what about me? But then he says, the Good Samaritan thinks, if I don't help this person, what will happen to him? So this is a nice quote from, I forgot about Martin Luther King Jr. So this is a nice quote from Martin Luther King Jr. You know, the devotee thinks like that. How ultimately he's thinking, how can I help Krishna? And if we hold on to something, a most valuable jewel, and don't share it, this jewel expands itself like a touchstone, you know? You touch something, it turns to gold, and you still have it. And you can touch anything to gold. You keep a hold of it, though. And you can turn the whole universe into devotees of the Lord. By distributing the books, your potency increases, right? The more you give, the more you give Krishna, Prabhupada says, the more you get Krishna. So you don't have to worry about this. But you do have to make sure you do your sadhana strong. Otherwise, so many devotees have fallen away. So strong sadhana and share the knowledge. And you don't have to worry about anything. You know, nothing. It's all there. Krishna will take care of you. Prabhupada says if you focus on this one activity of book distribution, you never have to worry about Lakshmi. I have tested this. In fact, I was a little up. We have to get twice BBT at RVC, so the cost of the books. So we registered, you know, like, okay, now I was way up. I was at like $1,000 over twice BBT. So I got to let them fly, you know, I'm way up. So I just give them a stack, and they say, I only have $2. Okay. And then I tried a new approach. Instead of saying, you mind just taking one or two? And is that okay? You know, in a nice way. And then I say, well, if you're going to read them all, take them all. But if you're not going to read them all, would it be okay if you just take what you think you'd read? So I tried that approach. And people are walking away with stacks. Oh, I love this stuff. I'm going to read them all. Are you sure you're going to read them? Yes. Oh, okay. So I went, I don't know if this is right with Krishna or not. So about five of those things happened in a row. And then I went, well, Krishna, and then this guy gave me a gift card, a Visa gift card. And I said to Krishna, if there's 100 on this, because rarely, it's like winning a lottery a little bit. If there's $100 on this gift card, I'm going to assume that you like my new approach. Scratched it off, gave it a call, $100. That rarely happens. So, okay. So I continue that approach since then. And there's plenty of Lakshmi. Even in Mexico, I got raided by kids in Mexico. A school just let out. And the first, like, hundreds of them. And I had about three big boxes of small books. And the kids are, like, so sweet down there. They're sweet everywhere, but especially in Mexico, I think. They're like, oh, here. And I asked them for money, 5-6-year-old kids, and they pull out and they give me a peso or two. And I'm like, whoa. And then all once they did do that, everybody took a book. I mean, all the stacks of books gone. I'm like, oh, my God. So, okay, Prabhupada said. I mean, I couldn't say no. You know, they were just so sweet. And it would make such a huge, profound difference in the town. So I went for it. And then when I was distributing books a little later, I had a few left at the, where the cars are coming in. Some lady, I swear, right away, I said, what is up? She was like, she like had wings. I'm not kidding. She looked like an angel. And she just gave me this huge bill and just smiled. And then drove on, you know. So Krishna makes these arrangements. And Shamananda, I don't know if you remember him way back from the day, he was distributing books there. And he was letting them fly. And right by his feet on the border in Mexico, you cannot find a penny anywhere in that whole town. There's no way you can find a penny. And right, but he looks down at his feet and there's a whole bunch of bills. Bills. Big bills. It's like, he's been standing there for a while, too. And nobody's picking them up. Anyway, you see my point. So we have to give people the knowledge. We stop about now. Let me rush through this purport. Is it completely revolting in their estimation? Okay. It is. They have a poor estimation of the potency of the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita 9:11 is estimated that by the Lord himself, that people with a poor fund of knowledge deride the supreme personality of the Lord, taking him to be a common man. Such men are ignorant of the inconceivable potency of the Lord. Right? We see even Brahma. He's got four heads. He's super smart. He even flipped out when Krishna took the cowherd boys, right? Or he took the cowherd boys, and Krishna manifested the cowherd boys again. Manifested himself as the cowherd boys. And Balaram caught on. And when Brahma realized what was going on, he says, you know, and another pastime, Brahma's saying, you know, people might say they know Krishna, but as far as I'm concerned, let them think that way. But, you know, I have no clue as to what Krishna is capable of. In fact, Jiva Goswami states, I think it was Jiva Goswami, states that if we want to conceive the Lord, we have to first accept that he's inconceivable. Right? You cannot figure out God, but God can reveal himself. That's why... I like Brigapati's statement. You know, actually what we're doing on book distribution is we're just trying to get realization of God. Right? Just max out service to God and he gives you realization. I like that. Anyway, you said that one day. That's nice. By the inconceivable potency of the Lord, he can move in human society or any other society of living beings and yet remain the same omnipotent Lord without deviating in the slightest form, from his transcendental position. So for the benefit of men who are unable to accept the Lord in his personal eternal form, Maharaj Pariksit inquired from Sukadeva Goswami how to fix the mind on him in the beginning, and the Goswami replied in detail as follows. So now, future texts, Sukadeva Goswami is going to be describing this universal Virat Rupa, universal cosmic manifestation, form of the Lord. I'll stop there. Any comments or questions? Hare Krishna. So just to reiterate real quickly, I mean, I know you all are super advanced scholars, but, you know, in case there's a new person here, the devotee doesn't have to worry about this Virat Rupa form of the Lord. You just focus on Krishna. You're already on the top. Just stay on the top by remembering the deities, worshiping and serving the deities, serving Savas Prabhu nicely. This is how... We really, Prabhupada said this is the secret of success. You know, just serving the Vaishnavas. There's nothing higher. Right? And Lord Chaitanya, he says, you know, I'm not a Brahmana, I'm not of this, I'm not of that. I identify myself only. See, he's got no dirty things in the heart. So what's a person think when they don't act on the dirty things in the heart? He says, I am a servant of a servant of a servant of the lotus feet of the Lord. the maintainer of the gopis. So that's our real identity. So that's the process, not independently serving, but try to please the authorities. Make rapid advancement. Hare Krishna, yes.
Hare Krishna. So in one part of the purport, it was saying something along the lines, talking about surrendering to Krishna and then not surrendering to the concoctions of the mind. And I was just thinking, like, it requires a little bit of, like, toughness. Like, you have to be kind of somewhat tough to fight through austerities or concoctions of the mind and really hang in there. You have, it's a fight, it's a war against material energy. So I was just wondering, where is the right place to put individuals who may not be strong enough to maintain strict sadhana in a temple community, or may not be strong enough to, you know, go out on sankirtan, or so. Understand the question. They might be mellow by nature and more introvert.
You know, I think ideally we would like a halfway house, maybe need a quarterway house to move into the halfway house, that kind of thing. Something like that to gradually advance all of a society. Varnashram, you know, is a wonderful way to gradually elevate the people, right? But Daivi Varnashram. So, but a halfway house, a quarterway house. We see some devotees doing this, like Kalakanta Prabhu, I think, has like a halfway house situation. I think Devamrita Swami Maharaj has something like that. I might be wrong. So that would be optimal. Whether it's practical with time, place, and circumstance, it's another whole ball game. I'm sure Savasprabhu has run through his mind a billion times, and you know, he's got his plans and ideas with it. I would present the question to him. I don't know what particularly you have here available for that. But generally, when we're not like, I mean, if situation where Kali Yuga is not so ideal, usually we have people, you know, stay away, and when they're ready, they move in. At least that's how it generally happens. But you can try moving in. Why not? Try anything. Whatever works. In fact, we had a crazy guy. Well, I don't want to call him crazy. That sounds offensive. He was, you know, it was challenging. And, you know, the greatest pain I have today, I've done a lot of bad things before I became an aspiring devotee. But the greatest pain that I have is I remember Dasra said, if the guy's crazy, kick him out, because he had to go on a road trip. And one night, he was over 12 o'clock at night, he was doing some seance thing over my body, and I just flipped out. I flipped out. And, you know, I basically said, it's time to go. But I regret that more than anything. I think that was the greatest pain I've ever given Krishna, to not tolerate. So hopefully I can make it up to him. And so, you know, I do encourage everybody to tolerate. But Prabhupada also justified kicking people out as well, because radical things might happen. You might get a lawsuit. Your book distribution might not be subsidized for the next 10 years or whatever. So there's, you know, practical things to do here. I don't know if that helps. Yeah. Oh, please. Sorry.
Thank you for a very nice class. I appreciate all the things that you have said. I just wanted to add something to what you have said. In regard to the question that was just raised, if you don't have a halfway house, you don't have a quarterway house, you don't have a tenth-way house, that is really not the issue. The issue is, what can this person do at this point in time? He can't chant 16 rounds. For example, I counsel persons, and a person came and he says, I can only chant 4 rounds. After that, I'm bored. I'm uninterested. I don't want to do anything more. I don't even want to read because I'm so bored with those rounds. So I said, well, just keep doing those rounds, okay? And if you have to sing them, and you like singing, then sing the rounds. If you want to do it like poetry, then do it that way. The most important thing is do it. Well, what happens is that the person was doing four rounds, so now he's doing six rounds. I says, who encouraged you? Who urged you? He said, I just decided to do it because I've been liking the rounds. And that's a very important factor in growing. If it's possible, to make or enable the person to like what he's doing, as I was just giving a little example of poetry and an example of singing, if he doesn't like just doing the rounds and for his sake, a boring fashion. So whatever it's deity service or whether it's memorizing verses or any of the nine forms of devotional service, hearing, chanting, remembering, serving the lotus feet, all of these things, the person at the beginning needs to be given something that he can feel as a challenge, and a challenge which he meets, a challenge which he fulfills, and a challenge which makes him feel that there's a possibility of going even farther than what he is, because look where he is now compared to where he was before. And this is a very wonderful feeling when you feel you're actually moving forward. And then other devotees like yourselves here, and you mentioned to such a person, well, you know, when I first started, it was really difficult. I mean, I had even more than what you're having. He said, you did? Really? I said, yeah. So don't be afraid of challenges, difficulties, trials, tribulations. That's part of the fun of overcoming and transcending and going beyond. And when we actually achieve that, and you look back and you say, God is great. Because I couldn't do any of this at the beginning. And look what I'm doing now. And then you say, that's nothing compared to what you're going to be doing in the future. So it doesn't require a half house. It requires devotees taking care, taking concern, being interested, seeing where they're at and how their difficulties are hindering them, holding them back, and how we can reassure them that that's only a temporary thing and it will disappear in due course of time. It happened for me. It'll happen to you. So just look ahead. And if you want to cry on somebody's shoulder, take mine for a few minutes. Yeah, in other words, I'm here for you. So don't worry about it. That's basically what I'm saying.
Thank you. So you probably are hungry. So I'm just going to leave you with a Martin Luther King quote, Jr. quote. It's nice. Change does not roll in on the wheels of inevitability, but comes through continuous struggle. So that was a struggling time. And it still is a struggling time. By Krishna's mercy, it's a struggling time. It's like the bug, what is it, gradually becomes a butterfly. It struggles there. Struggle, and it develops the juices, just works its right so it can fly, it turns into a butterfly. Yeah. Right? But without the struggle, it's a story of somebody going, oh, let me help him get out of the cocoon. So you help him get out from that. Let me make his life easier. It became an invalid. It never flew. So we should... Somebody went to Devamrita Swamiraj, I think it was Dasya Prema or something like that. He said, struggle. And he says, yes. Yeah, something like, you have to learn to love the struggle. So the struggle is a good thing. It helps us develop Krishna Prema. So we have to continuous struggle. We can change the world. And I'll leave with Margaret Mead said an amazing thing. She said, a small group of people, don't think that a small group of people can't change the world. And then she says, in fact, it's the only thing that ever has. So this small group of people can literally change the face of this planet. So I encourage everybody to hold their positions, serve Savasprabhu nicely, and hold your positions. You know, come and go thing. You know, every one of those guys, just, what are they doing now? Not everyone, almost everyone. What are they doing? You know, so just hold your position, build it up. All you have to do is tolerate. You're in the struggle. You're going to get Krishna Prema. Have full faith in that. My realizations after doing this, I hear devotees, I got to do something extra to get the... No, if you just stay with just serving your authorities, wow, you get everything. So I'll stop there. Thank you for tolerating me. Have a wonderful Martin Luther King Jr. parade. And go Premanandi. Hari Hari Bol. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Go Premanandi.